All right, hi, welcome back. Attorney Steve Vondran here. Welcome to another exciting episode of Vondran Legal Hour. Attorney Steve Vondran, intellectual property lawyer. We are talking in this podcast about Dish-Nagristar cases, Dish-Nagristar. So I just want to start this video. This is general legal information only, not legal advice, this podcast rather. And just talk about generally, you need to be careful, people. There's a thing going on. I mean, cable services, the costs are high. Satellite services, costs are high. I mean, just to get, you know, some of the good channels on my TV, you know, it's a couple hundred bucks a month. So a lot of people don't have that. So they're looking for alternatives. They're looking for cheaper ways to get content and media and movies and television shows, sporting events, all this stuff. So one thing that's going on is that people are basically illegally intercepting these signals and selling them, reselling them through what's called like basically a reseller network online. And so you have to be careful. Some people will see these ads on Facebook. Hey, you know, you can be a reseller. It's legal. You can make lots of money. You know, call us for information. And so you'll get set up into this network. And they may set you up with a website. They may get you all set up to resell the services. And it may seem legit if you don't know any better. But if you're thinking about doing something like that, you know, call an attorney before you get involved. Check it out. Make sure you know what you're doing. Do your due diligence. Because I tell you, Dish and Nagristar are on the move looking for people that are intercepting the content and reselling it, and perhaps through like illegal boxes and things like that. So this is becoming a bigger part of our practice, bigger than I thought it was going to be. There are now civil, of course, there's always been civil laws, there are now criminal streaming laws, they are now threatening criminal liability. So you have to be real careful about this, but just kind of the basics. If you got a Dish-Nagristar letter, a lot of times what they're looking for is to go up the food chain. A lot of these companies, even if I'm dealing with counterfeit products and things like that, the companies want to go up the food chain to the big dog, the one at the top that's basically organizing everything. So that Dish may be looking for, they may say, well, look, just to give you an example, okay, results may vary, but they may say, I want $25,000 to settle the case. I know you were involved, maybe it was innocent, but we want $25,000 to settle. Another option they may say is, if your client's willing to cooperate and give us some information, who they were working with, emails, text messages, screenshots, things like that, names, social media accounts, all that stuff. If you're willing to work with us, then we can give you a reduced deal, okay? Now, this is what we call the cooperation clause, okay, where you have to basically agree to cooperate with them, and that may include what we call a debriefing phone call or a Zoom call, but typically a phone call, but where they're asking you questions, almost like a deposition. How did you get involved? How did you get started? How much did you make? You know, give me your customer list, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, if you're in the position where you have some information to offer, let's say, you might get a better deal. So, but I just want people to be aware of this. I know some good people get caught up in this. It can be totally innocent. But nevertheless, these companies are out protecting their content, protecting their intellectual property rights, and enforcing it. So, I assume, but I haven't checked, that probably there's going to be some criminal enforcement here at some point, at least of the bigger cases, the ones you can talk the federal government into prosecuting. So, anyway, I wanted you guys to be aware of that. If you get involved, you get a Dish-Nagristar letter or some other company. There's other ones out there. But this is the one that I see that's on the move right now. Call us. We offer a free initial consultation. We've helped many people get through this. And, but it's a very, very serious matter. And I can tell you, they are out pushing hard. Okay. So that's it. General legal information only, not legal advice. If you need some help, you know where to find us on the web at attorneysteve.com. That's attorneysteve.com. And don't forget our video channel. Our video channel's rocking and rolling. We got attorneysteevevideos.com. For attorneysteevevideos.com, we have close to about 35,000 subscribers. So we're pushing hard there. Lots of great information. Make sure to log in and check it out. Okay, if you like this, feel free to share the content. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. I got to run. Bye now. This is an advertisement and communication.